Jody Isay, Democrats trying to steal election through USPS. By Sean Moran on August 24, 2020. Representative Jody Isay, RGA, told Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlowe on Monday the Democrats are trying to steal the upcoming election through the Postal Service by requiring universal mail-in voting. Isay will attend a House Oversight Committee meeting with Postmaster General Louis DeJoy on Monday. The Georgia conservative chided Democrats for spreading a conspiracy theory that Republicans and President Donald Trump want to influence the November elections through the Postal Service. When in reality, he said, that is the very thing that Democrats are trying to do through universal mail-in voting. Isay said using mail-in voting without voter identification would be ripe for fraud. Isay explained, national universal mail-in ballots. No voter ID required, a national ballot harvesting. And, by the way, much of that harvesting will be coming from the Postal Service Union that has now come out and endorsing. Sick, Joe Biden, this whole thing is a make-believe throw accusations at the president when in reality it's the Democrats that are trying to use the Postal Service as a way to steal the upcoming election. Isay also noted that Democrats have conflated mail-in voting with absentee voting. However, he contended that there are significant differences in them. The Georgia conservative said absentee voting has many checks and balances to prevent fraud, whereas mail-in voting could allow rampant fraud. We know that that ballot is going to that person. But that is an entirely different issue than universal mail-in ballots where just hundreds of millions, tens of millions of ballots are just randomly mailed out to people without any checks and balances, and then they're collected without any ID, Isay said. That is an ingredient for absolute disaster and fraud in every way. We do not want an outright fraudulent election system, which is absolutely what the outcome would be if we proceed with what the Democrats want with universal mail-in ballots with no IDs. Ballots will be sent out to people who have been deceased for years and years. How many states have not purged their voting lists in so long? There would just be ballots going out by the millions and then checking as to who is filling the ballots out. We can't just have that, and that is the issue, Isay added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.